MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
Approximately 800,000 people have a stroke each year, one about every 40 seconds. MedStar Washington Hospital Center is the first hospital in the Washington region to be certified as a comprehensive stroke center by the Joint Commission. My guest today is Dr. Amy Shaw. She's the medical director of the MedStar Washington Hospital Center Comprehensive Stroke Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shaw. What is a stroke?
A stroke is a disruption of blood flow to the brain, either due to blockage or a rupture of a blood vessel. And when this happens, symptoms happen all of a sudden. In the blockage type of stroke, it's been shown that for every minute that passes, 2 million brain cells actually die during that period of time, which is why you've probably heard the saying, time is brain, or every minute counts when it comes to stroke.
So what are the symptoms being most important red flags?
Right. The symptoms of the stroke, the common element is that they do happen all of a sudden. And so it could be sudden onset of difficulty with your speech, understanding what people are saying or actually expressing yourself, sudden onset of weakness or numbness on one side of the body, sudden onset of unsteadiness or uncoordination, and sudden onset of a vision problem, often on one half of your vision. If any of these things occur, then the important thing is to call 911 to get medical help emergently.
Dr. Shaw, people may notice a person is slurring their words or their face is drooping. They think maybe they've had too much to drink. Or if they are concerned, they say, I'll drive you to the hospital. Is that recommended?
Certainly not recommended. If someone were to have sudden onset of these types of symptoms, one thing that we have trained the public to do, in addition to medical providers and EMS specialists, is to use the acronym of FAST, which stands for face, arm, speech, and time. You can look at their face to see if one side of the face is drooping. Have them raise both of their arms. Is one side, one arm drifting down? Ask them to speak. Is it unclear? Are they having difficulty? And then time being, call 911 so that you can get evaluated as quickly as possible. It's been shown that patients who arrive to an emergency department by ambulance are evaluated more quickly than patients who arrive through the door brought by a family member or a friend.
What's the diagnostic process like at a local hospital when they get to a stroke center?
Yes, so the things to expect when you show up in an emergency department, they'll ask questions including when did the symptoms come on, when was the onset of your symptoms, or what time was the last time you were known to be normal? And then they'll assess you just to briefly understand what are the problems that you're having with your function. Other things that you can expect in terms of very quick testing include some blood tests that are drawn and also, importantly, brain imaging, so usually with a CAT scan, to determine if you're having a blockage type or a bleeding type of stroke.
And then what's it like for the patient once you've determined which type of stroke? Does it move quite as quickly as they see on TV?
It moves fast. In order to do all of these tests quickly, the goal for treatment these days, the entire reason why all of this evaluation is done as quickly as possible is to evaluate patients to see if they're potentially treatment candidates for a clot-busting medicine called TPA. This is a medicine that has been proven to be of benefit for patients. It's delivered through the vein, it's proven to be a benefit for patients who are having a blockage type of stroke if it can be caught early enough. And so early enough means within that first 4.5 hours of the onset of the symptoms or the time the patient was last known to be normal. And the goals for treatment times are to treat patients as quickly as possible, under 60 minutes from the time that the patient arrived in the emergency department, and even now pushing those times to be even shorter, so treating patients under 45 minutes, even if that's possible.
If you've given them the TPA, which is recognized as the gold standard clot-busting medication, then what happens afterwards? They get into recovery based on whatever damage was done. Are they then on medication for the rest of their lives? Do they have a risk of a recurring stroke? Speak about after that.
Right. So there are typically So patients after the clot-busting medication treatment are admitted to hospitals. The other thing that I want to make sure that I do mention is now, in addition to this this intravenous clot-busting medication, clot retrieval treatment, or it's also referred to as endovascular treatment, is also now the standard of care for patients who, in specific situations, are having a very large stroke with a large vessel in the brain that's blocked. And this may, if patients are eligible for this treatment, it may immediately follow that IV tPA treatment that is given. But once any of these acute treatments are given, or that initial acute evaluation is done in the emergency department, whether or not someone is eligible for these treatments, then patients are typically admitted to the hospital for further monitoring and diagnostic testing to try and sort out as best as possible what was the underlying cause of the stroke. Once those tests can be done, then the medication regimen can be determined as to what are the best medications for the patient to be on in order to reduce their risk of having another stroke in the future. This medication is done in conjunction with certainly any lifestyle management or changes that need to be made with a person's diet or exercise in order to reduce their risk of having another stroke in the future.
So let's speak about prevention. Are there some things you like to tell people on a regular basis, lifestyle modifications that they can do to hopefully prevent a stroke?
Certainly, if someone smokes, then making a very concerted effort to quit smoking. We can give all of the medications, but if someone continues to smoke in addition to taking the medications, then you're kind of fighting against yourself. Blood pressure control is incredibly important, and it can be difficult because having high blood pressure is something that typically doesn't cause pain or discomfort on a day-to-day basis, but it does require management and being compliant with medications and following your blood pressure on a day-to-day basis. Same kind of idea for blood sugar. If you have diabetes or elevated blood sugar, then it's incredibly important to stay on top of maintaining and managing your blood sugar. And cholesterol management. So a cholesterol panel and those tests and levels are checked during a hospitalization, someone is typically placed on cholesterol-lowering medication, and then those levels need to be followed as an outpatient in close conjunction with your physician.
And Dr. Shaw, please just give us your best advice for stroke. What you want people to know, what you tell them every day about symptom recognition and what you want them to know about stroke.
When it comes to stroke, one of the first things is identifying those symptoms as potentially being a stroke, because that really starts off the chain reaction and the chain of events of identifying the stroke symptoms. Remember that FAST acronym, face, arm, speech, and time. Call 911 and get to your local emergency department as quickly as possible so that you can be evaluated. Remember that there are treatments that are available that can change the course of your stroke and therefore of your life. We have a clot buster IBTPA. We have clot retrieval treatment to pull out large clots that may be stuck in the brain. And then there's also the coordination of care across the community. So it's important to remember, while your local hospital may not be able to offer all treatments, they are connected with other hospitals, such as comprehensive stroke centers, which is what MedStar Washington Hospital Center is. Comprehensive stroke centers can offer higher levels of care where we have 24/7 coverage of being able to offer endovascular clot retrieval treatment, neurosurgical treatment, neuro-ICU, and even beyond these standard treatments, clinical trial opportunities. When one may not be able to be eligible for standard treatments, there may be another treatment option that's available that's being studied. So all of the important thing from the beginning is awareness of stroke and awareness that there are treatments available to treat a stroke and improve your outcomes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shaw, for being with us today. Such great and so important information. Thank you so much. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. For more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.